Birdhouse.
All right, here's your done. You've tweeted your questions.
Yes,
Danny's got a whole bunch of them. Here we go.
All right, do we have music for this?
Yeah, how about a little production music
some
in there?
Some wild-ass production music. All right, Norm, and some of these are pointed to you as well, George. Is that okay?
That's great.
All right, Norm, which fellow ticket host would you rather spend an evening at medieval times with?
Watching jousting.
Yes. Who would your joust
at
friend
medieval
be?
Medieval times. Maybe Donnie.
Yeah.
Maybe Donnie, yeah.
Like you'd have a good time watching some jousting with Dongovan?
While you eat those big King Louis the Fourth drumsticks.
You take home a brontosaurus bone for vanilla and Mally.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. We know the drop that George hates the most. Norm, what is your least favorite drop of yourself that is played at the ticket?
Oh, jeez.
The one if you could go into the machine and delete it forever, you would.
Maybe some of the Groob's constructed drops that make me sound vulgar.
Yeah, Groob's did all those.
Yeah, that's Groob's fault.
That's all him.
And you know what? We blame Groob's on you.
That's right. You brought Groob's into the fold.
You did.
He turned on you.
And now we've turned him out in the world, and you turn on the TV, and there are the Rangers in a nervous playoff game. And Groob's is in row one behind home plate.
Yes, he has the best seat in the entire stadium.
He's everywhere.
Groob's is going to have an incredible life. Just living it off the world, I'm telling you. He's got an incredible life. That's wonderful, too.
All right, Norm, have you ever dug a hole in the woods for nefarious reasons?
No.
George, have you?
No, but I'm somewhat fascinated by that.
You didn't ever dig a hole in the woods?
I was not a Cub Scout, no.
To store your dirty magazines?
Oh, no. Well, I thought you were talking about if it was time for bad bathroom.
No, just for any reason. You're digging a hole in the woods.
Mm-hmm. This is where I will fart. No, we can purge that one. No, but in, if you go on a long camping trip, isn't it what you're supposed to do? Dig a hole?
Yeah, you make a latrine.
Evil and then cover it up?
You do the Satan's business and cover it up. All right, Norm, what's your normal Starbucks order? Have you ever ordered anything insane?
Spice pumpkin latte.
Yeah, I've never really had.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Back to the thing in the woods. You think that ticks off a bear when he's looking for berries and he's like digging through and he finds some spares evil? He's like, hey, what the?
I'm sure he can detect it without having to dig.
Does he stop and say, I remember Arthur.
Some dude that he jacked last year.
Hey, Norm, have you ever partied with Hell's Angels?
No.
Really?
No.
I figured you would have some point out in California.
No, I didn't. No.
You ever ridden a motorcycle?
Never. Never been on a motorcycle. It scared the death out of me.
Yeah.
I did perhaps go through Topanga Canyon and inhale what once was lit up by a Hell's Angel, because Topanga Canyon was a huge area of secondhand smoke back in the day. Yeah, late 70s, yeah.
All right.
Danny knowingly shakes his head, knowing the music scene.
I've read the books. All right, Norm, would you take $150,000 cash tax-free, but it meant that for the rest of your life you would have a mild lice infestation?
No.
Mild?
It's mild. Just a little itchy every once in a while. Nothing terrible.
So I couldn't treat it?
You could try, but it's just going to come back.
No.
$150,000 cash in a bag.
If you could make that like no bigger than a bottle cap space on my head, then maybe, just a mild case.
Yeah. But what do I tell Mary? Honey, you've got lice. Yeah, but I can't treat them.
Yeah.
What?
You hand her $75,000.
Look
and
at
call
the sweet
even.
Boat we got.
Yeah.
And she says, thank you, adios.
Right, there you go.
There you go.
All right, Norm, would you rather wear body paint jeans in public or give up wine and cheese?
I'd rather wear body paint jeans in public.
Man, that would be... Because Norm never wears jeans.
Right.
No.
Never wears jeans at all.
Mm-mm. He wears orthopedic pants.
Well, now, the question did not say I couldn't cover them up with another pair of pants.
Oh, no, no. You got to wear the tight.
They're painted on jeans.
Painted on jeans.
Jean pants.
Oh, wait a minute. Can we perhaps get together on this and I just give up the cheese?
You couldn't give up cheese?
I know it's hard.
Yeah.
Cheese is good.
No more Havarti.
No more queso from Taco Joint.
Oh. No more smoked Gouda. No more brie. I'll take the pants.
All right. What's your career long field goal, Norm?
When I was with the San Antonio Spurs trying to make their football team, the last practice before I got in the last practice, I hit five in a row from 50.
Wow.
Well,
damn.
Now I was a straight on kicker.
You're a toe puncher?
Toe puncher. Now I will say,
did you have a jacked up shoe?
I had a kicking shoe. Yeah.
What did that look like? Exactly?
Well, you take a square toed shoe.
Uh-huh.
And then I cut the posts off the bottom of it. Okay. So that I couldn't drag my spikes when I kicked.
Okay.
I had no spikes. I had spikes on the left foot, but a flat foot, square toe on the right foot. But nothing off the bottom. And as long as you stayed down with the arc of your foot and drove the ball, but I remember my worst day in high school was when I missed an extra point that cost us a win. I literally cried all the way home on the bus.
Shank it?
I did. It was awful, George.
Did you hit the center right in the rear?
It was like a duck trying to fly on one wing, baby. It was awful. And the game was sitting right there to be won. It was awful. Awful.
You'll never forgive yourself for that, Norm.
Nope, never will.
Hey, Norm, what's your favorite condiment?
It is ketchup. I love ketchup.
I love ketchup.
I love ketchup. I do.
You like spicy ketchup? Like Whataburger has that.
I like the Whataburger spicy option. Ketchup, but man, just a big old jug of ketchup. I'm fine.
I love mustard.
This one's for George.
Okay.
Dear George, if you met, let's suspend reality, you're a single guy.
Okay.
If you met a woman and fell in love, mm-hmm. and she had a 10-year-old son, and it was Gordon, is that a deal breaker?
Yes. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's one thing like he is now. Could you imagine 10-year-old Gordo?
No.
He used to drive his parents absolutely crazy. No.
But wait.
I don't
your
know.
Your Wikipedia says he is your stepson.
No,
this is
not
happened.
My stepson.
But this
and
woman
I would not...
is amazing, George, and she's perfect in every way, and she likes Jimi Hendrix
nope.
and the Rangers. And...
Nope. And she agrees to lock Gordon in soundproof rooms
no,
for hours
I'd have
at
to
a
deal
time.
With him. Go spend some time with him. No, I'm not going to spend any time with him.
You need to get to know little Gordon.
No, I don't. I hate that kid.
Hey, would you like to get some chicken?
Go have some chicken.
No,
with
I don't
want to
have
Gordo.
Chicken with your little Gordon. No.
Can you imagine Gordon in these little short pants and George holding his hand
deal
as they walk the
just reaching out to have you pick him up, go to Cane's and get
no.
some chicken.
Oh, I
and
like the- chicken. Oh, I like chicken.
Oh, there we are having a good time
marching
together.
Marching down the road to go to Cane's. Like chicken. All right, let's see. The rest of these are kind of serious sports questions.
That wouldn't be too bad if we just had fun together and had a bunch of jokes and then...
Mm-hmm. All right,
got
here's
to go
one.
Home and see mommy.
All right, let's end on this one. This one's to Norm and Jubb. What was the most oddball, awkward interview on the phone or in person that you've ever had to endure?
Oh.
One where at the end of it, you were just so glad it was over.
Two stand out. One was Alonzo Mourning, and we gave him the same treatment the Hardline gave Kenny Lofton that one time. Just said, okay, obviously you don't want to do this interview. So he was giving us like one and two word answers.
He's like, yes.
It was awful.
No.
And the other one that stands out, we had Fran Tarkenton on, and Gordon was saying something under his breath and several times. And Fran finally said, what? What'd you say?
It was on the phone?
Yes. Oh, nothing. Nothing.
What was he saying? Just Gordon stuff?
Just Gordon stuff.
Lee Harvey Oswald. That was
it wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald, but it was something weird.
And Fran Tarkenton got mad?
Well, it was just awkward. It was just like there was hang time, and they didn't really know how to end it, and it was just really awkward.
What about you, Norman?
I can think of two.
Yeah, which Rick Carlisle visit did you come up with?
I enjoy Rick a lot. And I really do mean that.
No.
Years and years, this is the 70s, Al Davis was running Oakland. He was playing games with his roster, cut-down time, and he actually cut his kicker, Errol Mann, and then nobody could find Errol Mann to offer him a contract because Al was playing games with his roster and he intended to sign him right back up. So I asked if I could have an interview down on the field, and the Oakland people said, yeah, before the game. I said, okay. So I went down there, and Al showed up, and I said, many people in this league wonder about how you're handling your roster and the situation with Errol Mann and what happened there. And I said, could you just background us? And he turned and walked away. This is a television interview. He never said a word. He simply turned and walked away. And I stood there and let him walk away on camera. And that was it.
Did you show it? This is what Davis had to say about
it. Yeah, this is what Al Davis had to say to the question. And the other one was, I have never been frightened of an interview in my life. I was frightened of Alex Johnson, the outfielder who could really hit, but boy, was he surly.
Yeah.
And nobody had spoken to Alex Johnson for a long time. And then the Rangers acquired him, and I thought, I'm going to go. I was working for Channel 4. I'm going to get an interview with Alex Johnson in spring training. Went down there. Rangers were in Pompano. They had that locker room. It was just one huge room, and the lockers were chicken wire. If you can imagine how awful these
pretty low rent.
Were. Yep. So I asked Joe Macko, have you seen Alex? He said, I think he's in the locker room. I went in the locker room, and it's just one huge room, and I entered one end, and there's nobody in there. So as I start to go, my eyes look across the room, and there's Alex Johnson. He's taking his shoes off, and he's taking his jersey off. So he's got a T-shirt, and his sanitary socks, and his pants. He's wedged himself into his locker, and he's drinking chicken noodle soup out of one styrofoam cup and cold chocolate milk out of the other hand. So I went over and said, Mr. Johnson, my name is... we do an interview, and he went...
You had shake voice?
Oh, did I have shake voice? And he said, I said, well, we'll be waiting right outside for you, sir, if you'd like to do an interview. It's 10 minutes goes by, and he walks out. And he walks right toward us, and I thought, oh, God, he's going to do an interview. So I said, okay, roll the camera. We roll the camera, and I said, are you happy to be a Texas Ranger? And he said to me, what's happy? And I said, if you had your choice, is this one of the teams you'd have liked to have gone to? And he said to me, in baseball, we have no choices. We are slaves.
Okay.
I don't remember the other five questions I asked.
Wow.
The seven questions and seven answers took up 58 seconds of film.
Oh, my God.
I mumbled some kind of thank you, to which he did not say anything and walked away. And I really, honestly, I have no idea what the other five questions were. I was so frightened of the man.
That pretty much ended it.
But he didn't just say it. I'm doing this with you right now. He looked me square in the eyes and said, in baseball, we have no choices. We're slaves. And he's staring a hole in your eyeballs.
Oh, man.
Awkward.
Scared the water out of me.